This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What it is, another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timph. I'm Tyrus. She's the Timph. Devin is not on vacation, so the crew is here.
I wish I was on vacation.
What's your vacation, your Christmas?
I'm staying close to home for Christmas, so I'll be here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not getting rid of me.
What does close to home mean exactly?
Well, my sister lives in Philadelphia.
Okay, so it's just
an hour and a half. Yeah, so it's not too bad. But I'm not. I won't be flying anywhere or going anywhere too far. You know. What about you guys? What are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going to my dad's for just a couple of days, but then we're here. We're hosting. Greg's taking the week off.
Wow.
So we're.
Well, that's after Christmas. Yeah.
After Christmas, yeah. That week he's taking off. The week between Christmas and New Year's.
So you guys are going to be hosting?
Yep.
Nice. What about you, Tyrus? Anything fun planned for the holidays?
No, I got everybody's gifts paid for, so I'm winning. So I'm just.
I also went and did early shopping, and I'm now just like getting a few like little things, but I've pretty much done all of my Christmas shopping, which I think, 2 weeks out, that's pretty. Oh my gosh, no, we're like a week out.
Yeah, you really can't brag.
Oh, wow.
A week out.
Yeah.
I think you can brag in November.
Sorry, I thought that we were way further out than Christmas. My bad. I didn't realize the date.
My kids have all high level gifts.
Yeah, what's the big ticket item this year for kids?
It's all over the place. Like, Georgie wanted a 4Runner.
Okay.
So she can catch snakes faster. So.
Is there
4x4 Kawasaki mud.
She wants a full size
4Runner.
Wow.
Yeah, she's 8 now. So she can drive.
Oh, that's a scary.
And he can hook it up to her phone so she can FaceTime me so I don't have to worry.
Okay.
She explained it all.
Is that how she sold it to you?
She had a PowerPoint presentation.
Wow.
So.
I don't remember wanting. Like, was there a certain toy that you wanted growing up? Like, that you were like, I need to have this toy.
Yeah,
walking go-go pup. Because I couldn't have a real dog.
So it was just like a dog, a robot dog?
It's literally like a dog that just goes, and like moves like slow speed and gets dirty. Because it has fur on it. It was like, it gets so dirty and gross.
Yeah, disgusting. I wanted Optimus Prime really bad, but I never got it. But like that, I remember writing some serious letters over Optimus Prime, but it didn't go down. I got Hound instead.
Okay.
Everybody got Hound.
Yeah.
It was like the one, like his robot power was he was invisible. He could turn invisible like a mirage. You couldn't see him.
And I was robots like, in disguise.
That's right, yeah. And then I got like a bunch of like, I remember another one was like I wanted Shockwave. Because he was a gun that transformed into a robot, but I didn't get a Shockwave either. So I stopped. I just got it all when I got grown.
Yeah.
I just went through everything I couldn't get, I found and I got
it. So you have an Optimus Prime now.
Yes.
Awesome.
I do.
Well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
So being an adult.
Yeah, it's like Godzilla. Like one of the fun things of being a grown-ass man with no one telling you what to do, you can just buy stupid shit like that. Because I don't, like, the excitement, like, once you get it, it's like, yeah. And then it's like.
What am I going to do with this?
Now what? No, I won't open it in the box.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but if I was a kid, I would have tore it open.
Right. You would have been playing with it.
And there's no one to brag to about it.
Yeah.
You know, because that was kind of like the biggest thing about the gift was to show your friends.
You call your friend. What did you get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that. The day after Christmas debrief with your friends.
Well, you're still doing it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what Instagram is now.
I guess.
It's a place to show your butt. Workouts and brag about stuff. Oh, and live fake lives.
Yeah, your fake life.
Your fake life. Mm-hmm. Your best fake life.
Yes.
No one half-asses a fake life. Like, I challenge someone to make their social media life worse than their real life.
Yeah, like, post your low lights.
Post your low lights, yeah.
Only low lights.
Like the time you missed the squat.
Yeah.
You know, or the time that you Just videotape yourself walking around the gym and shrugging your shoulders and walking out.
Instead of pictures of the night out, just pictures of you hangover. Yeah, just the hangover.
And
the
your
next
worst
day.
Side.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to show your worst side.
Gross.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And a filter that brings out all your imperfections. Like,
yes.
Darkens blackheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, makes zits bigger.
Pores are just like gigantic
hashtag
craters.
I was unreasonable today for no really good reason. I just wanted to make the other person feel bad.
Ooh.
Like, you just completely just tell on yourself. Like,
yeah.
Like, good morning. I'm ruining someone's day this morning. Gonna spin the wheel. Who's it gonna be?
Like, instead of those videos of people, like, doing nice things and, like, being like, oh, I just gave $50 to this person who, you know, needed
lunch. But
that's
a jerk, though, too.
Right. But now it's like, oh, I just, you know... knocked over a mailbox or something, you know, like all the bad things. You go out and try to do bad things.
Like, I was in line, my shopping cart was full, the guy behind me had one thing, and I didn't even bat an eye.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like it.
I just stayed where I was.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think if someone just kept it real and they had to write every bad thought that crossed their mind today, well, you wouldn't last long.
Yeah.
Guys wouldn't last long. You know.
No.
Well, certain guys wouldn't last long.
You'd get banned for inappropriate.
There'd be a lot of, though, what is it, triggers? There'd be early signs of some stuff.
Red
you know,
flags.
Like the girl he had a crush on, and he's like, hashtag, I don't care if it says no. That's the guy you got to pick up.
Right.
Yep.
You know there's going to be a problem.
Red flag.
Yeah, a lot of red flags. Like that's what would be, I'm red flagging today. Mm. Hashtag red flagging.
Red flag day.
Who's getting their red flag on? Like, you know, let people know the truth. For just how long, how many, would you get more followers or would you get less?
Right. Like, would people see you as being like more honest? So you're like, oh,
so
this
that's
guy's
the thing.
Honest.
So like you might, but it's also like people do that thing where they take pictures of themselves crying and then they post it.
Right.
But they're not, they're doing that because they want people to be like, you're so vulnerable and I'm so proud.
Like you take a picture of yourself crying. Like,
you're not, it's
like,
not that, you're not down that bad.
Yeah. But you got to get all the line it up. Right.
Yeah. Like, but the lighting's great.
What if you run out of tears?
Yeah.
Like, if someone else takes a picture of you crying, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
You in
crying,
a McDonald's just losing
that
your
would be on my That would be on my red flag day, is I would look for somebody crying and walk up to them and just take a picture randomly and say, thanks, I needed that. And, like, don't ask them what's wrong or if they need help or anything. Just, someone's having a worse day than me. How do I know? The tears don't lie.
I hope this helps you heal.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't ask. Like, I'm so anti small talk.
Yeah, or like one other thing quickly, like the hot girl who's like undeniably beautiful. And then, but she tries to be like, I'm not like other girls by like making like, oh, look at me, I'm in a silly face. I'm making a silly face because I'm like, I'm just, you know, like,
look how quirky
like,
I am.
I'm quirky. I'm not like other, like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and no workout pants.
Yeah, like, shut
absolutely
up.
Absolutely no workout pants. You cannot accidentally show your butt without showing your butt. You know what I mean? They always stand like the stand. And guys who take gym pictures, if they have if they have their toe up like this while they're flexing or whatever, they are shadow banned. They're not allowed.
It's red like flag
red day. Red flag day.
There should be an app where like you have to post and it tells you when you want to do a post what angle you have to do it from. So it picks your angles for you.
Oh.
So it humbles everybody. So like one day it might be like a good angle and you look good, but it might another day it might be a bad angle and you look like you.
Truth picks.
Yeah, truth picks.
Truth picks.
Yeah.
Like you try to take it and Instagram won't accept it.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
It's not the right angle.
No filter, sorry.
But today we're doing this other angle.
Yeah, sorry.
You have to pretend you have double chin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to make like a weird.
Oh, yeah, some of us don't have to pretend. We just can't take a picture like this anymore. Like as soon as they put their phone up over their head, Instagram goes, sorry, that's not an accurate picture. Please pull it down.
Right. Are you laying down?
Move the chins the right way, not the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to know what he's getting into.
Red flag day.
Red flag day. Yeah. I think we could start a red flag club where we just randomly pick people to help them in the name of helping them.
It's in,
obviously.
Yeah, we're always.
You've been red flag for we've looked through your Instagram and we have some questions.
It's like community service.
Yeah. It's like, this is your life from the people who are going to keep it real. Like, it's not that's not what you think it's going to be. It was like, you said you benched 335 14 times, but when you zoom in, those are 20-pound dumbbells, sir.
Yeah.
The math doesn't add up. Why pray tell, how come for, are you lying about your numbers? Is everything okay at the home? Well, let's scroll through the home.
Is everything okay at home?
Oh, here, you and your wife smiling perfectly, holding hands outside of church. Let's FaceTime her right now and see how she's doing. And it goes right to it. What the fuck you want? I told you not to call me anymore today. I'm sick of you. Control much? Huh.
Right? Yep. We got to show the lowlights.
Got to do it. Red flag day.
Yeah. There's like that app called Be Real,
December
I guess,
26th.
But I've never used it. I don't think that many people use it.
December
use it.
26th.
You do use it? Is it good?
I like it because it's fun, because it's like everybody gets the same notification at the same time every day. So it's like you get
a different time every day.
Yeah, but like you, so like me and you, if you had the app, you'd get it at the same time that I got the notification. So one day it could be at 8 a.m., like one day it could be at 11 o'clock at night. And then like you post what you're doing right then. So it's kind of cool to see what your friends are doing.
What if you miss it?
You can post later, but like I was asleep the other night when it went off at 11:30. So I just did it when I woke up in the morning and it was like my coffee. But, you know, it's just kind of fun because then you can see what your friends are doing at the same time that you are.
You couldn't just call and ask them?
Eh.
See?
I'm friends with like 15 people on you know, yeah. I don't want to call all 15 of them.
You're heavy. Yeah, that's a long day. That's a lot.
You ever open it up and all 15 of them are hanging out without you?
Yeah, that would be really, I would cry probably. Red flag. That would be a red flag.
I don't think my homies would do that.
I would hope not.
I don't think any of them would be like, "Hey, what are you doing this morning?" Like, what?
Yeah. What if somebody called you and was like, "Show me what you're doing right now."
Yeah, Vashon, like, "Hey man, I was thinking about you. What are you doing?" Be right. Like, "This is
okay?
The worst play to borrow money ever, man. You started this all wrong.
Are you being held hostage?"
Yeah. Like, what the hell? What? We don't.
There's someone on the other line.
We don't do that. I could not see that. Like, it's either for me. Because I keep being told that I have this presence on social media. First world problem, right? But I just don't use it enough. Like I post stuff from the show. Thank God for Andrew.
Andrew, of course.
Yeah, because we didn't have Andrew. I'm not doing that.
Right. I don't know how to do that.
And if he sends me anything fancy, I'm like, bro, PDF, you know that.
Right.
If you guys send me something non-PDF, you're going to get an email. Like, I don't know what you want me to do with this. I don't even know what PDF stands for, but I know how to do that one.
He's like, that's the one I know.
That's it. And I know technology is changing all the time, and PDF is going to be like a VCR tape pretty soon, and that will be where my social media career ends. Because I'm finding, the more I stay away from it, the less I focus on unimportant things. Like, you get caught up in the train wreck. And it's like, the one good thing is I don't need the attention anymore in my life. I don't need to say, hey, look what I did today. Everybody cheer. I think that's the biggest thing is, like, when you get good on the inside, you really don't need that extra stuff from people you don't really know that well. Like, I think that's the toughest thing is we get, instead of getting like hugs and stuff from real people, we get those virtual hugs from strangers, and you will get them. You will get them, you know, and especially, you know, if you put, for a lot of young ladies out there, you put your butts on Instagram, you're getting a lot of guys to give you praise, but it's the wrong praise.
Yeah.
And it's always like,
it's the wrong guy.
Can I get one more? Yeah. Yeah. Like, ooh, nice pants. You know what would be better? No pants.
And these guys, and then they post that shit, and it's connected to their like actual profile where they like have a family. I'm like, who? Like, did your wife know you're on here? Like, what the fuck?
My favorite is the ones where like they'll put their thong butts and like all their stuff up and like boobs hanging out, or do the thing where they jump up and down and then it goes, choo-psh. And then they're in a bikini or whatever the hell it is. And then there'll be pictures of them holding their babies or walking with their grandmother and stuff and coming out of church. I'm like, you need to make up your mind.
What kind of account is this?
Yeah, like I'm confused.
Your Instagram is confusing.
That tells you how bad it is that I only know how to do a TikTok sound effect. I know it's a gunshot.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, they're in pajamas and then,
And
then boom, then they're like cosplay.
Right.
Yeah.
Sex worker.
Exactly.
And then the next thing is like, this is my dad at graduation. Yeah. This is at grandmama's funeral. Like, and you're like, you need to, it's a lot. Oh, here's my baby.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I follow some like meme accounts, you know? And like those sometimes will just like randomly put like girls in like scantily clothes.
Like, because they're Fashion Nova ambassadors.
But I'm like, how is this meme
ambassador account?
Ambassador. Ambassador.
So, yeah, ambassador. If you put ambassador in front of anything, it cleans it up.
Can I be a Tyrus and Timf ambassador?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't know, it's low pay.
Well, I'm going to put it in my Twitter bio.
You know, not to throw him under the bus, but I just feel like driving a bus today. Joe Mackey, who I love.
We all love. Friend of the podcast. We love him.
Still terrified to talk to me. Whenever he says my name, he kind of does a thing, and I'm like, we're good. Yeah. I swear to God, we're good.
That's what, how he is, though. He's like the most professionally terrified person out there.
You must have said something horrible about me, and you're afraid it's
going
to get out
right,
to this
like,
day.
What
like,
is
till
going
this,
on?
So I didn't know him well then, and I just spit. He's like, hey, you got a second? I'm going to talk to you. I was like, yeah, 2 seconds. I was in the middle of bringing something to Dana Perino, and name drop. Mm. And he was like, oh, sorry. It's like, no, it's not a sorry situation. I'm just going to give this to him, and I'll be right back. And then he was telling me about, I came back over, and he was like, hey, do you do Reels? Is it Reels?
Yeah.
The new, it's like YouTube, but not YouTube?
YouTube Shorts. That's what those are.
Is that Reels?
No.
What's
Reels
his name started
Instagram.
It? What's his name started it? He's a guest on the show all the time.
Locals.
No. It's not YouTube, but it's like YouTube, but supposedly it pays better. And he was like, do you...
Tubi? No.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's Reels. Joe, he's in the office. I don't have his number. Someone needs to call him to get clarification. I'm pretty...
Reels is from Instagram. It's TikTok for Instagram.
He's on our show all the time. He has his own like podcasting thing, the Dorm Report or whatever.
The Reuben Report.
Locals.
Oh, Dave Locals
Reuben.
Is his thing.
Locals.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It was called something else.
That.
It's like a YouTube thing.
What's Locals? What is that?
It's just
you like you post videos and stuff. It's like YouTube.
You can post videos.
And you get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So he was telling me all about it, and he was like, "I was like, oh, he's like, I'm on it." I'm like, "Oh yeah, how's it going?" And he's like, "Oh, I have 200 followers." And I was like, "So does that pay good?" And he's like, "Oh, not yet. I haven't really been able to get out there, but
gotta get the momentum.
I'm sure if you got one, it would do well." And I'm like, "Yeah, but it's a whole other. You gotta have a password and like." I was like, "Oh man, I don't think so." We'll be back after these messages.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
It's just more social media that you have to be on. Like, there's just so many social media platforms now. It's like,
when I got
okay.
off of Facebook, that was kind of it.
Like, I wish.
Never did TikTok.
I haven't been able to pull the plug on Facebook. I just feel
I'm
like.
I'm never on it.
And me neither, but I feel like a lot of my family's on it, so I feel like it's
but
good
Instagram
for that.
But Instagram is an extension of Facebook, isn't it? Kind
but
of?
I post on Instagram way more than I post on Facebook.
I think everyone does.
I haven't posted. Well, no, like aunts, like Insta or Facebook is for the aunts and the uncles,
right?
Is that
exactly,
what it is?
That's what
yeah.
it's for. Aunts and uncles are on Facebook,
or right. like people looking to cheat with people from high school that got away.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like it's a lot of that, and conspiracy theorists. I think they like Facebook a lot because
yeah, there's
there's
just a lot of ads on Facebook. But Instagram's kind of getting that way.
Is the
too.
Farmer thing still a big thing?
Farmville?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think
I had a big
so.
Problem with that.
Yeah, people were like going
I had a
losing
big
their
problem
homes
with that.
Over
I mean,
Farmville.
Yeah, they were losing their entire life savings over Farmville.
Okay, I wasn't
My
there.
Ex-wife literally made my Facebook so I could give her gifts on Farmville.
What?
Yeah, like literally I would come home from wrestling practice and be like, "Hey, send me a gift." Or send me your horse. Or did you get the orange pig? Send me the orange pig.
I never played that game.
You forgot to water your crops. They're all dead.
Yeah, I was like literally scheduling
dead,
my
I'm
life around
you
that.
For someone who plays Farmville better. Like, but Farmville
got the
was
money
it.
For Farmville.
Farmville, yeah, because it was like you had to put your credit card on there and it was like
well, and I
buying
think,
up all this stuff. And then one day she had a golden elephant and I'm like, I'm not even going to ask.
I don't think people realize, though, that it was like your actual money. Like you were spending
Well, I know kids
money.
Don't because
maybe that's
my it. Kids have had a hard time because those, you know, but that's one of the reasons, one of the things I hate about social media is like they know what they're doing.
They
make
you.
Everything on there is like, oh, well, let's play this game with cool dragons on it. Oh, you got to buy a dragon. Got to buy an egg. Got to buy jewels. Can't go forward.
Right.
They don't even give you the option to like beat the game by yourself. It's like
yeah.
you can only go so far. Then you got
to
buy.
Start buying stuff.
You know, like
yeah.
Fortnite.
Coins
I had to put,
or
I had
something.
To put my foot down on Fortnite because my kids are playing Fortnite, but then a new skin comes out every other day, and they want to get the skin. And I'm like, you have like my son has more skins than Jeffrey Dahmer did.
Oh.
Like he has so many skins. I'm like, but you can only be one at a time. Like you have over 100 skins. We're done with the skins.
Right.
We're like, done with no more skins.
Yeah.
Make do with the skins you have. you know, and then
what a weird.
Oh, but yeah, it sounds gross, ridiculous. Right? Yeah, but if you play Fortnite, it's because you can change your avatar or whatever,
right?
You know,
to be a different person.
And they had Hulk this week, and you know they have Spider-Man, like, and the kids eat that up, you know. And
I didn't play video games growing up. So
I did. I don't. I played it like sports. It kind of like coincided with like my guy friendships and our bonding, and video games was like part of sports. It was very competitive, and it was like kind of went like that. So I still play sports games with my friends, and then but I did unexpectedly it ended up being a bridge with my kids because I play games with them.
Right.
So and I don't play games before the game. I play because that's the one time I can get all four of my kids on FaceTime at the same time as we all play Fortnite together.
Right. That's
you
so
know,
fun.
So it's like, yes, the game is there, but for me it's like I'm getting
quality
time with them.
Time.
Yeah. And then I get to like see all the I watch all the arguments and stuff because I really, really kicked, you know, because the gun leader is the 8-year old. She's the leader.
That doesn't
she
surprise.
She runs the show. COC's blamed for everything.
If you listen to the podcast, I don't think that surprises anybody.
Yeah.
The worst is like she threatened to report my son. I'm like, there'll be no reporting.
Yeah.
There'll be no reporting because he was stealing kills.
Fortnite.
He was stealing kills, apparently. It was a big, big thing. You don't steal kills, you know. And again, Tyrus and Tim, we do not condone murder.
No.
But yeah, if you're in Fortnite, the option of the game is you got to get... You got to survive.
Well, in a video game, you do, yeah.
Sure.
We don't want our listeners to just lose at the video game.
That's me.
And
we've won a few of them. I'm bad
so
at those
So you get a crown,
games.
Yeah. And Georgie wants to hold on to her crown. And if we run it back, and if you don't and you lose the crown, she's got a problem with you.
She'll be really upset. You don't want to get on Georgie's bad side.
And then my son will just hang up on everybody. He'll be like, you know what? I don't need this. Click. He's able to just walk away and then go log on and play with his friends.
Right.
And then Georgie will cyberstalk him. He's online, Dad. I see him. He's playing in another party. You need to punish him. You need to do something. He betrayed us. I was like, he didn't betray us. You were calling him names.
Yeah,
and he said, forget this. You know,
he didn't
because the
be
girl's bullied.
He didn't want to be bullied by his little
sister.
Yeah,
he just clicks. He's just like, I don't need this. Like, which I'm proud of him because some people will just sit there and take it.
Right.
He'll just literally be like, and he'll see it before it's happening.
Yeah.
He'll see you and he'll go, oh, come on. He'll be like, all right, I'm out. Click. Because he knows it's coming. And that makes Georgie furious because then she can't yell at him because he hangs up.
And then she takes it out on me
and she says, you need to call your son right now because I need to talk to him about some things. And like he just ran out on the group. Now we're one man down. He's risked the whole journey,
he's
Dad.
He's abandoned the party.
You got to punish him. Like he shouldn't get Christmas. Like her, thank God she's not calling the shots because her punishments are extreme. Like, his Christmas is canceled because he bailed on a Fortnite game. I was
Thank
like, no.
God, like, Oregon Trail wasn't a team, you know, game.
No, they, like, and it's...
Because that really, somebody could really screw you over on a Oregon Trail.
Leave you... You know what? It's funny because you would think playing games like that would make people more cohesive. But if they don't practice it in real life, it doesn't. There's no crossover. It's like they're not a better team player because they play Fortnite. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to be doing those things outside of video games because then it has like this different effect. Like I played sports with my friends and then we'd go home and play Madden. But it was like a game of a game, but we were all doing it together.
Right.
Now you don't even have to speak to the person. You just play and chat.
You're like in a basement.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And you don't see anyone in real life ever.
And you're an avatar. You're something completely different than what you are, which I think has a lot to do with all the gendering and stuff. I think video games and the avatars and social media has a lot to do with people wanting to identify as something they've made themselves. I think they have more control over it, maybe. And then they don't want to deal with their own issues, so they just create these characters or whatever. Because I'm like, my kids make their avatars and stuff. I'm like, explain this to me, you know?
Yeah.
Because for a while, Nala kept making these giant vampires that ate people. So is this an early sign?
Yeah, is this
you
a
know?
Thing?
Am I raising a cannibal without knowing it? You know?
Gotta
so,
ask the questions.
So you ask the questions. Like, what vegetable would go with human being?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Dad, it's not real. I was like, whew. But if she would have been like, I don't know, maybe carrots.
Yeah,
that's such
you're
a good
like,
question.
That's a great question. I've thought about this. Balsamic
starch,
Brussels
perhaps.
Sprouts.
Yeah, she's like breaking it down. Then I'm like, okay, all right.
Cheesy Brussels sprouts.
Yep, you're sleeping in your own room from now on. Like you know, like you have to ask the questions or whatever, you know. And then sometimes, like, my son's favorite character was, what's her name? From, Kat won't know this, but maybe Jason will. Padamine from the new Star Wars.
Oh, I would never know this.
The new Jedi, the last Jedi, the girl from the last Jedi, Bree or whatever. I can't remember what her name is.
Rey,
yes, thank you. He loved Rey. So when Rey's skin came out, he was Rey. You know, and he was.
She's a Jedi. Yeah.
She's a Jedi. Yeah. So, and she can even do lightning through her fingers, Dad. I'm like, yeah, she's a badass. I get it. I didn't then pull him aside like, son, what's going on? Why are you, you know, he just, her who she was is irrelevant. He thought she was a badass. So right. He was her skin for a little while until Spider-Man came out. And then it was game over because Spider-Man was his favorite. But you just ask questions as a parent. You don't flip out and start making decisions for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, ask. Because kids go through some weird phases. You know, I talked to my stand-up show about I thought I was a Tyrannosaurus Rex for like a year and a half. That was just my thing. But turns out, wasn't able to keep it going.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, the diet was rough too. Raw meat.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of cheesy Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, and I like it. I like my meat well done, so it just didn't really, just wasn't conducive. So I had to let it go. That was my experience with identifying as, although I was still a boy Tyrannosaurus Rex, so it wasn't that deep. Could have been.
It could have been.
Should have been. Now I could have got a TV show and just been my own T-Rex in Louisiana, just running around the swamp growling at
people. You could have a reality show.
T-Rex and me. No? Nothing?
I don't know. I feel like you'd have to do a play on words with your name, like Tyrus. Like
Tyrus Rex.
Not that far off.
Tyrus Rex.
Yeah, Tyrus Rex.
Yeah, just take
Tyrex.
The Russ out.
Tyrex, yeah.
Switch the Russ to
exactly.
Rex.
Exactly. Yeah.
Although Tyrus Rex kind of sounds like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, Tyrus Rex.
Yeah, that would be the idea, to connect the two.
Like your last name is Rex?
Yeah, because I identified it as a T-Rex, so to connect it would be.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tyrex. Like if I was like Ty Beaver, it would be confusing.
Yeah,
it'd be tough.
That would be weird.
Way to connect.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Are you going to the holiday party?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Are you?
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, the Tyrus
so
didn't
get the invite,
invitation.
So, I made an appointment with ESPN.
You didn't RSVP, so.
Nope.
You know.
No,
I don't think that matters. I think people know who you are.
I don't know. They said to RSVP, so.
It's, the rumor I heard is bowling.
Bowling, yeah.
Yep. I'll go by for a little bit.
Yeah, I did not
bowl
get
a few
them.
Frames.
I don't think I'm gonna bowl.
No,
I'll just wander about.
You're not gonna wear your sneakers so that you can bowl.
I'm gonna wander about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have? See, I don't have to wear. They never have them in my size.
Right.
And my bowling style is aggressive. I don't think it would play out well. I throw it, and it usually bounces about 2 or 3 feet before the pins. But I got a high strike. But it's really loud.
Yeah,
that might get
scary.
My kids love it because they don't watch me bowl. They watch people around us
right,
when I throw the bowl and they giggle.
Yeah,
it's probably terrifying.
Yeah, my kids love it. My son thinks it's the greatest thing ever. It's like, throw it. Take my turn, throw it.
But they don't usually have shoes in your size.
No, they don't. Unfortunately, it's not a Bigfoot event, you know, because you got to slide and whatnot.
Right.
I'm envious, you know, because if you've ever actually watched a bowling game, anyone?
Mm. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Like, so. Watched it recreationally?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It's on ESPN.
Oh, that? No, I don't watch that one.
Yeah, they kept going during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They were never afraid.
Well, it's really kind of a solitary sport.
You do have to walk by each other.
Yeah.
Because.
But they set them up on different lanes.
Yeah, they were like on other sides of
them,
lanes.
Yeah, they set them up so far apart. You know,
because a lot of bowlers kind of fall into that health area. They got to be a little careful with the. The COVID and whatnot.
Comorbidities.
It's not a...
Bowling is the official sport of comorbidities.
Well, yeah. It's like beer and hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, that's like, the diet of a bowler.
They're still athletes. They're great athletes.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to start a...
I just smell cigarettes just thinking about it.
You know,
no
a
vaping.
Great,
just
I thought Kingpin was a great documentary.
Up.
It was Kingpin. If you're looking for a good documentary about bowling...
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, one of the greatest true stories. You know, it was a reenactment.
It's with Woody Harrelson
in it. Yeah, he lost his hand in a bowling
accident. Yeah. Real tragic.
Yeah, but
it's a beautiful story.
It
about
is beautiful.
Friendship.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Academy Award winning performance, I mean, in
honestly,
my opinion.
How did they not win
him
the Golden
as the
Globe
playing
for that?
A stripper? I don't understand how he didn't get the, you know.
It was a beautiful, like I said, beautiful story about friendship and bowling. Yep. It's great.
Yep. And the Lord.
Yeah. Jesus Lord, is there too.
Jesus is in there too. Yeah. And if Jesus has got your back, you're going to bowl 300.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I'm hoping to hit a turkey today. You know what that is, Kat? No. Three strikes in a row. It's
you're turkey. That good that you're going to do that.
I have done a turkey before, but I've done
a turkey.
I've never. I've no, I'll die without doing that.
I was in a bowling league my whole life, so yeah.
Bowling at leagues are fun. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. They are fun. It is a fun. If you're going with your friends, bowling is fun.
I took a bowling course
fun.
In college.
We went for Cam's birthday. I had fun. Like, I got a couple strikes, but not like I'll die before I get a turkey. That's okay with me. There's certain things I'll die without doing, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, like me, it's skydiving. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I've done that already.
You went skydiving?
Yeah, I do it again. It's fun.
I've never been skydiving.
Too tall, too heavy, not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't push that.
You have two parachutes.
You just don't push that. And PJ Black, one of my best
friends. They're like,
it's
usually 2.5 minutes.
He's jumped so many times that he can wear the bat flying suit now.
Oh.
He's had over 1,000 jumps.
That's crazy.
And he can do the thing where
he's like parasailing,
flies.
But
yeah.
Like his like squirrel
like over
suit.
Mountains
yeah.
and stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
Yeah. And he's the one who took me swimming with the Great Whites. So he's
an adrenaline junkie.
His nickname's Danger
junkie.
Wolf. Yeah, he's a huge adrenaline junkie. But he's so quiet and polite. Like, he's not.
I like adrenaline
he's not
stuff,
a, yeah.
but
I
he's
do
not
too.
Like.
I
but
love it.
There's no adrenaline in him. You know, he's just like, hello. He's got the South African accent, and he's just very laid back. And he's into, like, all kinds of, like, spirituality stuff. And then, for some reason, he's jump off of stuff. Like, he has to fly.
Like, that's his release. Yeah.
And,
I don't know.
And he's, like, broken ankles and.
Yeah.
He's broke his leg, I don't know, like 3 or 4 times. And I'll get a text in the hospital, but I'm okay. I'm like,
yeah.
You're not okay.
You're
like,
both
your feet are up. I'll be back in no time. And then he's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to jump for 6 months. So frustrating. I'm like, how about healing? But again, you know, that's just, I've accepted the fact. Like, Kat has accepted the fact that she's not going to get 3 turkeys. I'm not going to get 1 jump.
I'm not going to never say never about the whole jumping out of an airplane. I might do it.
It can be arranged.
But I
can make a call.
Yeah, I don't know.
PJ's always looking for jumpers.
Yeah. After that glowing review of him, like, breaking every bone in his body.
Well, he does
I don't
so
know.
Many jumps that statistically.
Right.
He's actually considered bulletproof. He's had so many jumps.
And the fact both that of he's still jumps, alive.
Both of his, when his injuries came when he was doing like tricks and stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, he just mistimed his running landing.
You never know. My birthday's
but
coming
you would
up,
do it,
so.
Like if you did a jump, I think, don't they jump with you?
Tandem.
Yeah, you would have a professional.
Yeah.
I would not.
I don't want to pull the, I don't need,
you wouldn't.
I don't want to pull it. I just. Just
so you're perfectly fine with leaving your life in the hands of a total stranger who's
well,
behind
they know
you.
What they're doing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Why would I be
but they
like,
have
yeah,
bad days
I'll
too.
Pull this. Yeah, but I don't know when to pull it. I don't know what to pull. So, you know,
I mean, I did it with the tandem.
Did you pull the parachute?
Plug?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just are there.
Yeah. Woo.
It's literally free fall. How was it again, Kat? How was it?
Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
I don't think so.
That's another
I
one. That's,
I guess
yeah.
I probably remember.
That's a little
a hot air balloon's like
or maybe
an
I
elevator.
Did. I just had a shitty time.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
A hot air balloon's like being in an elevator with one of the doors fell off.
Yeah.
It's just not that. It's
and
really
they're like
not
dangerous,
that.
I yeah, feel like. They're always getting caught in wires.
And the top of your head's hot the entire time. Like, just,
well, yeah, you're probably very close to the flame.
I was like, yeah, we went up. And he's like, oh, I could take you for a tour for this. Or you could just take us back down again because it's hot as hell. You're too close to me, and I want off this boat. Like, it's just
was
not,
it a bit like is the basket big?
Not big enough for me, and the three other people are on it, and the tour guide who wouldn't stop talking. And I literally said, I hate to be that guy, but you got to take me down. It's just I'm claustrophobic, and I'm gonna throw fuckers out.
You're like,
I don't,
this isn't working.
I really don't want to do that. So
man
I'm just
overboard.
So we got down. I hopped out, and they went, and they.
Flew off into the horizon.
But literally, it's like, goodbye.
For like 45
goodbye.
Minutes.
Goodbye. Like, literally, you could go have lunch, come back, and you'd still see him. Like, no criminal ever, mastermind, ever planned to get away in a hot air balloon. Because they could literally just walk and follow you until, I mean, you get in the big ones, like a way up, you know, then it's a little bit different. But I was not, I just didn't like the hot air. That was like too close
to
the top.
Yeah, too close
of my head.
To you. That's yeah.
And there's not a lot of room.
And I wouldn't consider that like adrenaline inducing, you know, no. Like
unless they like pop the balloon.
Yeah, unless like you're crashing into like
yeah, if
the,
you free
you know,
fall to your death, right, I'm sure there's some adrenaline right, involved in
right,
that.
Right, yeah, it's got to be probably a lot of urine too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
What, dying? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just all of it, right?
Well, yeah, because you're going to pee when you die.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yuck.
Yeah. It's not always just semen, kids. It's all the death scenes and all the forensic files. It's always his trail semen. Of semen. Yeah, yeah, but no like, one ever talks about the release of other bodily functions. It's always like, the murder happened in the kitchen and his semen was on the stove. Like, what the hell? How did they? And then he's sitting there shocked they caught him. I was like, I think he stayed at the scene just to scotch too long, bro. Just a little, got a little too comfortable.
So what did you guys learn today?
I learned what a turkey is.
Yeah. I learned you probably won't ever achieve one.
No.
No, and there'll be... If
and
they,
you're okay with that, though.
I'm okay with that.
If there's a bird term for jumping out of a plane, I will not earn that bird.
Yeah.
It's a choice. Just, you don't risk it.
I feel like that's a probably a yeah, good
you know,
choice.
They said don't run with scissors. Made sense to me.
Yeah. I'm going to also never say never. That's that.
Oh,
be my...
I've learned it's okay to say never sometimes.
Yeah. For me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you.
For
you
me,
do.
That's what I'm saying.
You do it. Yeah. You be all that you can be.
That's what I learned today. Never. Yep. I'll never say never to something.
Yep. Just... I'm crazy enough to eat a turducken, but not jumping off a plane.
I totally understand that.
Well, for more podcasts
more
like,
podcasts
this,
like this,
just like this,
exactly like
you can
this.
Check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. You know our damn names.
Yeah, exactly.
Devin, take it home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.